Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place Blog Talk. This evening, we do have a very special guest. We have Minister Tori Lynn Adams that is going to be releasing word to us this evening. Tori, are you on with me now? Let's see if we can get her live. Tori? All right.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes,
Hi.
I can hear you loud and clear. Loud and clear. Again, welcome to those who have called in to Blog Radio. Again, we have Minister Tori Lynn Adams that is going to be releasing word to us. Apostle Val is on assignment in War, West Virginia this evening. She is releasing. And so Minister Tori has agreed to step up to the plate on this evening. And she's going to be talking to us about baggage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I will go ahead and start us with prayer. And then, Minister Tori, I will release the airlines to you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, thanking you for an opportunity to fellowship, Father God, through the lines of the telephone, Father God, and just be in the midst of your presence, Father God. Lord, just prepare our hearts, our ears, and our minds, Father God, to the word to be released on this evening, Father God, that we may be enlightened, Father God, and given more keys to kingdom, Father God. These blessings we ask of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Empowerment Place, and to all of you listeners. I just want to give honor to God today and to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, my move and live and have my being. I bless God on today. I thank Apostle Valerie for trusting me to stand in her stead tonight. And I just want to come today just to encourage us today about checking our bags at the gate. And this thought came out of our 5 a.m. morning prayer when we were talking about how our baggage weighs us down. And so today I'll be coming briefly from 1 Peter 5, starting at verse 6, and this is a very familiar scripture, passage of scripture that we've all heard. And the word of the Lord says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be alert and of a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering." God's word is blessed. And so we've all heard this scripture before about casting your cares upon him because he cares for you. So most of us have traveled before. You ever take a look around when you're traveling and looking at the other people and how they're moving about? You probably haven't. I know I haven't, because we're so busy looking down, trying to keep all of our own stuff together. God forbid if we were to misplace one of the bags that we had, because wherever we're going, you know we need all of our stuff. And so we're going somewhere for maybe 5 days, and we bring enough stuff sometimes that seems like it'll last us for 5 months. That's how much baggage that we carry with us. But we don't realize that the more we take with us, the more we're responsible to manage. And as expensive as traveling is these days, especially by air, the more we opt sometimes to take on our carry-on bags instead of checking our bags at the gate. I know I'm good for taking my bag with me. so I don't have to check it. So I don't have to be bothered with the lines we're getting in when we get off the plane. And besides it being so expensive these days, TSA is really not known for handling our bags with care, even though we have a big sign on it that says, please handle with care. And so I was traveling last week to D.C. for work, and I had two bags that I had to manage on and off the Amtrak rails. And so I had my work bag with my laptop and all my work equipment and stuff, and I also had my clothing bag that I had. And both of them were on wheels. And so you would think that even with them being on wheels that it would be more manageable. But however, trying to pull both of them and not run over somebody else's feet because they weren't paying attention to me. So now I have my eyes. I have to be the eyes for them as well as myself. And so 2 weeks even prior to that, I was returning from working in New York, and the handle bag on my work bag broke. And so now having to lift that bag, it makes it even more awkward and cumbersome. And so now I'm having to take my hand off of one bag, then lift the other in a manner so that nothing falls out. And I'm trying to remember to watch my step as I step up on the train and lean down all in one motion to retrieve the other bag and not allow that to fall down on the track. All the while I'm trying to keep my pocketbook on my shoulder and not lose the contents of that as well. And so it's not a pretty picture, so you can imagine. But what I neglected to mention is the number of employees that I passed along the way that I could have gotten assistance from. All I had to do was ask them. That's it, just ask. I could have just paused in that one moment that it became cumbersome or too much to deal with and just asked them. I could have just looked up and asked them for help, any of the attendants. I could have checked the bag at the gate. I could have asked them and allowed them to store it in the baggage car. And then I'd be able to take the ride hands-free. Well, beloved, this is in the natural. So it is in the spiritual. We're so bogged down with bags. And I said bogged down for a reason, because that's the vantage point that we assume down. Our countenance is cast downward. We're looking down to make certain that we have all of our bags. We're looking down to make certain that we're not losing any of the contents of the bag. We're looking down because the ones on our shoulders are heavy and they bend our back over. We're looking down because we have some of them on our back. And we're dragging every bag that we've accumulated over the span of our lives. And so we're carrying our childhood bags. You know the bags of our daddy leaving us, our mother taking it out on us, our family members that molested us, our parents addicted to drugs and we had to take care of ourselves. We're carrying the high school baggage of being bullied, of not being liked, of trying to fit in, and not being able to maybe read, and nobody acknowledging that I needed help, of getting pregnant at a young age and trying to raise a child as a child with no tools. We're carrying all the baggage of our young adulthood, trying to fit into a world that's moving so fast and we're ill-prepared for it. We carry our broken heart bag from that young man or that young woman who said that they loved us, but they never really showed it. They cheated on us with our best friend, or they left us alone to raise the baby by ourselves. The baggage of the broken heart of the one who you gave all your all to, but all he gave you was the back of his hand. We're carrying our not good enough bag, listening to somebody who told us we weren't good enough our entire lives. And as a consequence of that, we hear their voice in our ears every time we attempt something. So that's stumping our growth. There's doubts in the fire that could have been stirred up in us to succeed, to excel, to overcome. We become bag ladies. We carry a big old bag of unforgiveness that can be so bad, so big, that we're dragging it, we're tripping over it. And that bag has a bag inside of it called the I Hate You bag, because we can't let go of what they've done. It's time to break it all. It's time to drop all the bags off. And Erykah Badu had a song maybe 9, 10 years ago that that was called Bag Lady. And she said in the song, Bag Lady, you're going to hurt your back, dragging all them bags like that. I guess nobody ever told you all you must hold on to is you. One day, all them bags going to get in your way. And this is what happens. As a consequence of that, we reach a point in our lives where that's exactly what happens, that those bags become, they're in our way. We can no longer carry them. It's impeding our growth in life. It's impeding our walk with God. We're saved, but we're stuck. We're stalled, and we're stagnant because we're too weighted down, too weighted to even move any further because of all the baggage that we carry. But, beloveds, I brought some good news for you today, and it comes in the form of our whole scripture that I read. In this scripture, Peter is admonishing us to keep a cool head. In the Message Bible, I like it. It says, to stay alert, because the devil is always on his job, and we know that for certain. He's always in your face, and he's always in your business trying to destroy you, trying to knock you off your square, trying to impede any progress that you might make. But that's how he operates. He's the creator of every last one of those bags that we're carrying. Him and all his machinations, he's packed up and dropped off at your doorstep. He rang the doorbell, and you answered it. And all that baggage he left in your lap, he hoisted it upon your back. He wrapped some of them, those bags, in some pretty flashy bags, you know, name brand bags, the Louis Vuitton and the Gucci bags. And that's making you think that you really have something. But when you opened it, it was nothing in there but that serpent sticking his head out trying to bite you, trying to devour you. Because, see, that's what he does. The word tells us that he's come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And so he's doing what he is supposed to do. But not only you. Peter informs us that even though the devil told you it was you who was unloved and unwanted and undesirable, he's telling all of God's children that, because he's attempting to bog us all down. But here comes the good news today. Peter said in verse 7, he said to cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. But that's your invitation right there, to check your bags at the gate. In other words, our Father is saying to us, I got this. I got your back. And that's not only, and not only does he have your back, but the word says in Psalm 139 that he hemmed you in from in front and behind. So he's watching your back and he's leading you as well. That's what Jehovah Nisi says. He says it means I'll fight your battles. The word tells us that we could just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He says that the battle is not ours, but it is. You remember, I think Yolanda Adams was saying that song. In other words, he's saying, stand still, stand down, and stand back, because I got this. Your Father has your back. And so when you cast your cares upon him, you're leaving it at his feet. You're dropping it off at his gate. And then that's when your vantage point changes. That's when your vision changes. Because then is where our companion scripture gives us further instructions. And so one of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 121, another one that's well known, but the word says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. It says, my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And so now that you've unleashed and unloaded yourself of all of that baggage, you can now look up. And that's when you discover that all you needed is coming from above. It says your help cometh from the Lord. And the Bible tells us in James 1:17 that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And so when you gaze upward, you see that the one who created everything is the one that provides for you. The Bible tells us that you can lay down and have sweet rest. It's because the one that's at your side, the one that's on your side, has the night shift covered. And so you're protected from the elements, from what would seek to scorch you by day will cause you to stumble at night. And so when you set your face upon his throne, your vantage point scales way past the clouds that the enemy has set up for you to cloud your way, to the one that keeps you from hurt, to the one that keeps you from harm, to the one that keeps you from danger, to the one that is the Almighty, the all-knowing, all places at all times. That's what you can do when you look up. And when you drop your bags off at the gate, then your hands are free. You're free to lift them up in praise to the I am that I am, because he is everything that you need. And so you've offloaded your baggage. You're freed up now to glorify him and to give him glory and to give him praise and to give him honor and to commune with him. And when your mind is stayed on him, it is no longer stayed on that luggage that we've carried so long. And he says, that he inhabits the praises of his people. And so when we get our minds off of our baggage and put our minds back on him, then he'll come down and he'll sup with us and he'll talk to us and he'll teach us and he'll give you everything that you need. And then you realize he was there all along. And then you realize that he was just waiting for you to ask him for the help. And then you realize that the journey that you were on all along, that itinerary was created by him for you. And he's giving you everything you needed for the journey. So we were supposed to pack light because he had made provisions for us for the journey. All the stuff that you needed to survive, all those bags, that was not his idea. He didn't tell you to carry all of those bags around. He had manna waiting for you at every stop. And we know in the word when he gave manna from on high, he told them don't save any for the next day, because he would provide for them that next day. And so all that baggage that we were carrying around, we didn't need it, because he had manna at every stop for us. And that manna had healing properties to mend the broken heart that we had from long ago, to heal those wounds that we won't allow to heal because we keep picking at them with the scabs. When we keep carrying those bags along, that's what happens. We're pulling the scabs off it before it can heal. And the manna he gives us will soothe our souls, and it will give us the strength for the journey that he has placed us on. And that manna is also full of abundance of love from him that's going to make up from all that love that you missed as a child, that you didn't get from your parents or from the ones who told you that they love you, but they didn't prove it. And so I just pray today that anybody that's listening will check all their bags at the gate tonight, and that when you sleep on your back. So when you awaken from that sweet rest that he promised you in the morning, you will be looking up. And when you wake up looking up, you will see that joy comes in the morning. And so I just hope that somebody was encouraged tonight to relinquish all your baggage today. Leave it at his gate and enjoy the ride that he has put you on, because it's just stuff on that ride. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. My. If this is exciting to hear you release that word this evening, as it was as we had that conversation during prayer. But just as you brought to us just the different types of baggage that we carry for all of the hurts and the traumas that we've experienced, and then when you threw in the designer bag, to me, you put it in the designer bag really to disguise what it is.
Amen.
You don't want people to see. You don't want people to see what the true contents of the bag are. So you're going to put it in a designer bag, like you said, to make them think that you really got something other than the hurt that they are feeling. My God, my God, my God, my God.
We also fool ourselves with those. With those designer bags, we carry it so long that we fool ourselves thinking that it's more than it really is.
Yeah. I know we've said this many times before, that our inner me is our biggest enemy. And sometimes when we don't want to really face those challenges and the weight that we're carrying, that extra baggage that we're carrying, I think we've said oftentimes that we've become complacent. with it. And then it's just not even something we think about. It's just something then that's just there.
Amen.
You know, it's
and
not, it's just, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that also, you know, that baggage that we carry along, it weighs us down physically as well. And so even our health is wrapped up in those bags that we carry. You know, they're healing when we let go of those bags and leave them at his gate.
Amen, 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 amen. If there is one that's called in, again, we thank you for those who have called in to hear the word relief from Minister Tori this evening. If there is one, if you have any questions or any comments, press 1 and we can bring you on live so you too can share in this conversation. Because too often hurt is something that we really don't want to talk about and we really don't want to address. And we think that we're the only one that's carrying baggage, but my sisters and my brothers, we are just here to tell you that as we all encounter journeys, where we have a guidebook with the Bible that provides us all of the information that we need, too often in life we haven't opened up that guidebook enough to really tell us those things and teach us those things that we really need to learn and understand. We have one. I'm going to bring you live. Your last 4 digits are 6829. 6829 are the last 4 digits. You are live. Hello. Last 4 digits, 6829.
Hi
you
there. Can
on.
You hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi there, Pastor Valen. Hi, and Minister Tori Lynn. This is Cheryl, and I think that message was so timely and so right on point for so many people for so many reasons. But as you were wrapping up, what you were ministering about, the word distraction just really stood out, you know, because that's what, you know, that all that designer stuff, it does. It distracts us, and what it distracts us from is the truth, and it's that you know, the
Amen.
Truth that makes us free. And so I just really felt that impressed, and your message was so timely, and because I happened to be preparing to step out for a while, and so I was trying to get my items ready, and one of my items is like a briefcase or something a bag that I carry my computer in, and it's weighted sometimes, and so it just reminded me of when I would go to the airport and how I prefer to check my bag so I don't have to, like, carry them through the airport because they're so heavy, and by the time I get to my destination for the flight takeoff, I'm already exhausted before I even get on the plane. And so I just relate that to the spiritual aspect of life. So yes, that's so timely. We just need to let it go so we can travel lightly through this journey that God has ordained for each one of us, and know mm-hmm. his truth and walk in his truth as the child of God we are. And so I'm just really encouraged. And then Pastor Val, you just said, oh my goodness, I'm drawing a blank on what you just said. It'll come back to me, but it just really resonated with me in different ways for why we need to check our baggage, just leave it alone. And so we can travel lightly and be who the Lord has created us to be and do what he created us to do. And I know that's very personal from me, having experienced the hurt that I've experienced. It makes me put my guards up. And putting my guards up, you know, I'm not only blocking my, you know, these things that I think I'm afraid of, but I'm blocking God's blessings off.
Mm.
So
Amen.
I'm encouraged.
Amen. Amen. And just so you know, this is Val's sister, Nina. Apostle Val had another assignment this evening, but it's good to know that we sound so much alike.
Oh, hi. You sure do. Hi, Nina. Yes. You totally sound like her.
Okay.
And I love to miss the first mom. Yes, you sound. I know she's traveling, but you do sound like her anyway.
Amen.
And so,
Amen.
What you said. So pardon me for that. But, yeah, this is just right on time, and it makes me think.
Amen, 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 amen. We do thank you for...
One of the things I wanted to encourage everyone is that, especially when you're a child of God or you're living for God, sometimes that baggage that we carry is not wanting the outside world to know that even though we're saved, we go through stuff. And that's a baggage, too. And so even when the word says that that throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. So be encouraged to know that you're not the only one of that. Because you're a child of God does not mean that you're not going to endure hardships. And so we do a disservice to ourselves and to the Lord when we hold on to stuff and we don't allow other people to know. And that's a hindrance. That's a baggage. And so we are our brother's keepers, and we're here to uplift and encourage one another. And so we have to let go of that baggage of, I don't know if it's pride or, you know, deception or whatever it is with the world, but to let that baggage go and to know that we're human and we're just trying to live the way the Lord would have us to live. So let go of that baggage.
Amen. Well, Cheryl, we definitely thank you for dialing in and sharing with us on this evening. Phone lines are still open. If there is another that would like to share, have a question or a comment, press 1, and I will gladly bring you into the conversation. And, you know, even as we talk about baggage, Pastor Tori, and I know you had said something, too, about carry-on baggage. But as you go, say, to an airport, they're going to put limitations on what it is you can carry on to a plane before you have to check your baggage. And I think sometimes with that carry-on, there's that misconception with us that we take into the spiritual, whereas, well, if the airline is going to allow me a carry-on bag and then a pocketbook or a backpack, then maybe God will be okay if I just carry this little bit of weight instead of relinquishing it all to him.
Amen. That's true.
Yeah. And we even push that even further with the carry-on luggage, how we have those that have wheels. Like you said, you got wheels, you got handles. So society is doing everything possible to encourage us to carry that baggage, even though we know that we should be releasing it and not carrying any baggage with us. Amen, 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 amen. Well, I thank you again for sharing this word with us on this evening. I would say that Apostle Val will be so pleased and so proud of you and the word that you have released to the people this evening. The Empowerment Place Ministry is one that looks to empower people, and then knowing that once you've been empowered, you take that responsibility to empower someone else. We have an awesome group of intercessory prayer warriors at 5 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So at any time, if you desire prayer, you can reach out to us on Facebook, Empowerment Place Ministries, or you can reach out to Valerie Burrell or myself, Yvette Williams, on Facebook. You can inbox us any prayer requests that you have, or even if you just need to have a conversation with someone, if you're having problems or if you're having questions about the baggage that you're carrying and ways to want to release it. We encourage you to call and just to seek some guidance. So with that, Pastor Tori, I will ask you to pray us out this evening.
Father, we bless you on today, God. We give you glory and we give you honor. We thank you for another opportunity to come and speak to life unto your people. Father, we pray that someone has been uplifted, someone has been encouraged, Father, to cast all their cares upon you, knowing that you do care for them. Father, you care for us in a way that we can never care for ourselves, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. We pray that someone has been changed on today and someone goes to bed tonight much lighter, and that when they awaken, Father, they'll be looking up and they will realize where their help comes from. God, these blessings on all of us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for calling. Have a great evening.